This is the Michigan Ag Industry Update on Brownfield. I'm Nicole Heslop. Today's report is brought to you by Consumers Energy. Helping farmers be more energy efficient, Consumers Energy has several different areas where they can improve those efficiencies. Duane, can you share more about some of those program offerings?
Sure, Nicole. We have basically 39 measures that we call prescriptive measures available to Michigan farmers. And these measures work with farmers in the areas of greenhouses, farmers that irrigate crops or orchards, our dairy farmers, their operations, livestock operations, and farmers that do grain drying with natural gas.
With the diversity of Michigan agriculture, what are some of the technologies available to farmers to help with those energy efficiencies?
Nicole, there's a lot of new technologies we're excited and really happy to offer incentives for. Those include electronic controls for motors and lighting. Of course, the new lighting opportunities with light-emitting diodes and the lighting fixtures that have reduced wattage or high-performance Energy Star verifications on those fixtures. Like I said earlier, we're doing some real interesting things with motors that slow down, and those motors are controlled by a variable frequency drive called a VFD. They work extremely well for irrigation motors on pumps that control multiple pivots or a center pivot with a trailing arm or an end gun, or if you want to add a traveling gun to that irrigation set up and operate them in combination or separately. So there's some really, really interesting innovations in energy efficiency available to our Michigan farmers.
For farmers that are considering or interested in making updates and improvements to the farm, what kind of savings could some of these energy efficiencies afford them to?
Well, we only incentivize if they can return the investment on the purchase in 1 to 8 years. So we're looking at energy savings, especially for like our dairy farmers who have, you know, a significant amount of energy coming into their farm from the electric power grid or from natural gas. We can sizably cut down at least their use for these specific measures. And like I said, anything that is paid off with that 1 to 8 year payback time, they continue saving for the life of the product. I don't have a specific percentile in mind. It varies on the measure that they put into effect on their farm. But we're looking at measures that can save them 10%, even 25% on some of their energy use.
For farmers that might be interested in learning more about these programs and what could be available to their farm, where can you send them?
It's simple. Basically, they can call our Business Solutions Center. The number is 877-607-0737, or they can log on to the Internet and go to consumersenergy.com/startsaving. And the ag programs are under the specialty programs in the bottom menu.
Duane, thank you for the update today. Any other advice for farmers?
Well, it's a diverse and changing field. I think it probably is just the lack of getting the idea out or getting the word out that these measures are available and will help share the cost in putting them in. And I think we'd have more farmers participate if they knew some of the wide-ranging benefits this program offers them.